a sexual assault. And for every one of you here who has been touched by domestic violence, who has experienced it themselves, or knows someone who has, for everyone who's been violated sexually, or knows someone who has, I'm walking for you today, and I thank you for walking with me. I tweeted out an open letter today, and I just want to read something that I wrote from it, because my hero is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So, two generations ago, created an idea that put the old archaic idea out of date, and I want us to put this idea of silence, I wanted to put it out of date. I want it to be archaic. I want it to be the past. I want us to talk about the issue of sexualized violence and domestic abuse and slavery and these things that are violations of our rights as human beings, but targeting women. So as he once did, I have a dream too. And I dream for the day when every baby grows into a small child, grows into a teenager, grows into an adult without fear of physical beatings, without trauma of sexual abuse, without the suffering of being enslaved. I have a dream that one day parents will stop owning their children and will choose instead to lead them as a guide who recognizes their individuality and uniqueness as beauty, not something to be tamed. I have a dream that one day every potential bully, pimp, trafficker, indentured slave owner, and abuser will survive their stories by breaking the cycle. I have a dream that one day our world will open its eyes and see that we are not separated because of national and international lines, opposing sides of the aisle, differing religious or non-religious beliefs, and we certainly are not separated because we are male and female. I have a dream that one day we will open our eyes and see that we are all the same. I am you, and you are me. It is said that the greatest gift of all is giving, to lay one's life down for another. But what if instead today we choose to live for one another? Today we fight violence against women because my beautiful, sweet, wonderful men, we are you and you are us. There are no lines there. We are human. It makes us a collective. It makes us united. It makes us one. So let's be one. One race. One race. One planet against the evils which plague our race and therefore our planet. I know that I'm asking a lot. I know that. But you know what? I'm a little bit crazy. I'm a little bit audacious, and I believe one thing very seriously. No normal person ever changed the world. So today, when you get out there and you march, I hope you do something crazy. I hope you get insane. I hope you throw your things up. I hope somebody throws some hats in the air and we do some crazy stuff, because this stuff needs to change. And I know that it starts with me, but I am asking you today that you do not let it end with me. Please, let's march together. Think of the people that you love, my girls in Cambodia, for myself. I rescue myself today from sexual assault and from the silence that I lived in for 10 years. Thank you for walking with me. Let's march!